Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced that it will not hear arguments in the case of Gavin Grimm, the transgender teenager from Virginia who's fighting to use the high school bathroom that corresponds with his gender identity. The case will be sent back to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in light of recent moves by the Trump administration to rescind Obama-era protections for transgender students. Students like one we're about to hear from now. He's an 18-year-old student in Denver speaking with his friend Bridget. Their conversation comes to us from Youth Radio.
Hi, I'm Bridget Galati. I'm 18 years old, and I attend Denver School of the Arts. And while I'm a cisgender female, I tend to present fairly masculinely. I have my hair cut short, and I wear men's clothing, and it's not uncommon that people mistake me for a guy. So, yeah, you know, that's what brings me here today.
I'm Bridget's friend, and I'm going to be remaining nameless for this conversation for the purposes of safety. But I am a trans male who goes to Bridget's school, and I present masculinely, as would be evident by my identity.
I guess we're still kind of trying to process emotions, but I guess, like, what were your initial thoughts?
I don't know. It was very visceral, very gut reaction to first hearing the news. It kind of brought back all the butterflies about using the bathroom, period, and kind of that feeling of nervousness about which bathroom do I use? How are people going to perceive me when I go there? It's that same kind of anxiety that leads me to avoiding the bathroom altogether.
So, like, we go to a pretty accepting school, so, like, they are going to let people use whatever bathroom they want. How do you make that decision when you're at school, which if you use the men's or the women's bathroom?
When I do use the bathroom at school, I use the men's room as often as is convenient. It's actually less stressful than using the women's restroom, which if I have to use it, I try not to use it alone. And I do have to on occasion because there's an issue with accessibility in the men's rooms, not just because I can't stand to pee, but because there's no trash can in the men's restrooms, and as a person who menstruates, that's really, really inconvenient. So I have to use the buddy system when I use the women's restroom, because I feel like that's not a space where I belong, and I know that it's an important, safe space for women. And that's not something I want to infringe upon.
So I guess, like, the big question is, like, why does it all matter? Like, who cares? Like, it's just a bathroom, right?
Yeah, I think the issue is that people are deciding that sex and gender are the same thing because a bathroom is made to be accessible based on sex and not based on gender. People are having a hard time recognizing that trans is just an adjective, and trans women are women and trans men are men, and they're not distinct from other women or men. It's like saying a tall woman and a short woman are different genders, which isn't true and doesn't make sense.
Do you think Trump's decision is going to affect you specifically, or do you think it's, like, what are the implications in your own life?
The issue is that it sets a precedent that it's okay for trans people to be treated as less than people and for them to not have a right to exist as the people they are in public, and that can lead to aggression and to violence that really threatens my personal safety. It really just forces students to go back into the closet in a lot of ways that they weren't. And it eliminates the ability for people to make a statement, like especially trans people and myself, to say that this is the bathroom of my gender identity. This is a place for people who are the same gender that I am, and this is a place that I deserve to be.